Bibles and turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 1. Hebrews 1. In our previous study, we considered, as Paul wrote to the Hebrews, he's writing to Jewish converts. And if you understand that while he's writing to these Jews, understand that there's a lot of things that we've carried with us. Old stuff. Grave clothes. And he's writing, obviously, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. And he's teaching these Jewish converts the excellency of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as he wrote, and we studied last time, the apostle had related to these Jews how much greater is our Lord and Savior than the prophets. The prophets, the fathers. Paul had said God in times past spake unto the fathers by the prophets. But he hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. This is the one, Paul said in verse 2, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. This, the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul said in verse 3, the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, he who upholds all things by the word of his power. When the apostle says he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now tonight we want to continue and look, Lord willing, at verses 4 to 6. As we consider, as the apostle continues to relate, he who has obtained a more excellent name, more excellent than the prophets. Tonight, we want to consider, as the apostle sets forth, starting in verse 4, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Now, you might ask, why would the Spirit of God, and I pray this is a good question. I mean, it's one that just might enter our minds. What would be the purpose in setting forth that the Lord Jesus Christ was more excellent than the angels, had obtained a more excellent name than they? Well, you have to understand now, remember, these Jews came up under the law. And concerning it, angels, they, and rightly so, had respect. The Scripture says in Acts 7:53. Let me just read this to you. And I'm going to read this now, but in the next study or two, I want to go into more of this. But I just want to read this Acts 7:53 concerning the giving of the order, the law. It says, Acts 7:53, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. Now, that word disposition there, it means by the arrangement of, through the medium of angels. I'm going to look later at, I think, Galatians 3:19. I'm going to look in Deuteronomy. In fact, I'll read this in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 33:2. And he said, that is, Moses said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them and shined forth from Mount Paran. And he came with the thousands of saints, the holy ones, the angels. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. I'm going to look and show you from the Scriptures how when the law was given, that God was pleased to use angels in the giving of that law. It was a very, very amazing study. I have to be honest with you. One of those things I'd never heard a whole lot about. You know, I looked at that and got to reading about that, and I don't want to go into it, but just turn over to Hebrews 2:2. And listen to this, Hebrews 2:2. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? And I'll tell you what's in that study. I really need to get off this, Carl. But this is what the apostle was saying. If that which was delivered by angels was steadfast and received recompense of reward for disobedience, how much more that which was spoken by the Lord himself, who first began to preach the gospel. But here Paul now back and I pray I haven't digressed or changed to confusion, but he's setting forth in that fourth verse concerning the excellency of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was made so much better than the angels, to show the dignity and honor of him over these created beings. They put great stock. God used them. But Paul says, oh, this man, the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ is set forth to show this, that the angels are subservient to him. This is the mediator. This is the Christ. This is the God-man, God manifest in the flesh. As he hath by inheritance, Paul says, obtained a more excellent name than they. As being God Almighty, the Son, one with the Father. His inheritance is his by right, by deity, and can never be said to be given to him. Not as God, but being, according to verse 2, the appointed heir of all things. You have to understand, being appointed as the God-man, the mediator, the man, the Son of Man, the man, Christ Jesus. In that sense, he has obtained this dignity. Before the secret of His incarnation was ever actually set forth, before He actually was made flesh, He was ever before the Father. As I said last Sunday or last Wednesday or sometime, and you stop and realize the depth of John 3:16. For God so loved the world, the arrangement, for God so loved the order of man. Why? That was the order in which His Son would reveal the Father. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son hath revealed Him, unveiled Him. God loved that order. Can you imagine? And here, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one in whom the Father has appointed heir of all things. This is our husband, the husband of the sheep. This is the Savior. This is the Mediator. This is the Advocate. By Him, all things were made. The Father gave Him all things. And here He is, the fullness of the Godhead, bodily. And these created beings, these angels, by which God Almighty set forth the law. He said He's better than they are. He made them. That name, the Lord Jesus Christ, it carries with it the dignity that He possesses. The name of angels is created being. His name is the only begotten, that means birthed, Son of God. That carries dignity that you and I cannot enter into. This is my beloved Son, the only begotten, the eternal only begotten. Look at verse 5. For unto which of the angels said He at any time, Thou art my Son? This day have I begotten Thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Which of the angels, which of the angels did God ever say that about? None. At the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ, a voice from heaven that said, This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. This is God. This is my beloved Son. God in human flesh. None of the angels heard that. His humanity. This is my beloved Son, the only begotten of the Father. Brother Scott brought out something last week that I got thinking about. The only begotten of the Father. Mary is not the mother of God. You're right. We know that. That's blasphemy. Not error, that's blasphemy. The only begotten of the Father, the only birthed of the Father. Though the Son of Man, He was not begotten by man, not birthed by man. That holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. To which of the angels said he, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, he shall be to me a son. Now you know that that's talking concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. You know that. Now I want you to turn to 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel 7:12. Now that's a quote from the Old Testament. And you know that from Hebrews 1:5, you know it's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I want you to listen to these words. 2 Samuel 7, verse 12. And when thy days... Now here is God speaking to David through the prophet Nathan. And he's concerning in this, in the context right here. He's talking about David, well, not building a temple, that Solomon would build the temple, but as we've read this scripture, greater than Solomon's here. This scripture, you know, based from Hebrews 1, is speaking concerning the Lord Jesus. So listen to the quote. 2 Samuel 7:12. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name. I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father. He shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him as I took it from Saul, whom I put away from thee. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. Now, you read those words and you say, well, that's talking about David and Solomon. Not according to Hebrews 1, it wasn't. King David's kingdom is not established forever. Only the Lord Jesus Christ. So to which of the angels did God say, You're my son. You're my capital S son. This day have I begotten thee. In verse 6, and again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. When he bringeth in the first in honor and dignity, when he bringeth again, that's what he says, and again. You may have in your margin there that word again. It says, when he bringeth again. What is that talking about? Well, knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ is given a name that's better than the angels, knowing that Paul is establishing to these Jews, great stock has been put in angels. By the angels, the law of God was given through the medium of. But he who is the Lord of the angels is who we're talking about here. Whenever Paul says, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, and again, when he bringeth in the first begotten, when he brings him back into the world, is what Paul is saying. When the Lord Jesus Christ was made flesh, It was set forth in the Scriptures that a virgin was going to conceive. And she would bring forth her first child. A virgin was going to conceive. He would be born in Bethlehem. It was all set forth in the Old Testament. And when that took place, He came for the first time. And the Scripture says, when the Lord Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, angels acknowledged, proclaimed the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh. Angels did. Luke 2:13-14 says, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. Angels acknowledged God, God Almighty. But in Revelation chapter 5, turn over to Revelation 5. Revelation 5, verse 11 to 14. Revelation 5, 11, 14. The Scripture sets forth that all heaven, and Paul is concluding with this portion tonight, the excellency of the Lord Jesus Christ over angels, over the prophets. Revelation 5, 11 to 14 says that all of heaven is worshiping the Lamb in His imminent return. Listen to these words. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such are in the sea, and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worship Him that liveth forever and ever. The Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, shall come, Matthew 16:27, in the glory of His Father and with angels, and then He shall reward every man according to his works. Paul is setting forth, establishing, laying the foundation of who we're talking about here tonight. Thankful that God spoke through the prophets? Yes, we are. Thankful that God Almighty was pleased through the disposition of angels to send His law. Yes, we are. That's the way God did it. But you consider Him who has obtained a more excellent name than they. The Lord of glory. The Lord Jesus Christ. When He, that last verse again, says this. Let me just give you the literal of it. He came the first time and angels did come and they told the shepherds around as they tended their flocks by night. They said unto you, is born this day, this night in the city of David, the Savior, Christ Jesus the Lord. But I'm telling you, the Scripture sets forth, it says in the literal, and when He shall bring in again into the habitable earth the firstborn, let all the angels of God worship Him. Thankful that Almighty God would send His law by angels? Yes. But consider Him who is the Lord of all. And in all. Man treated Him with disrespect. But when He returns in glory and majesty and power, at that time, all the earth, Revelation 5 says, is going to worship Him. Every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. May Almighty God add His blessing upon the proclamation of His blessed Word as it is set forth in His Scriptures for the sake of His Son. Amen. Gary.